Across from the San Antonio Zoo, more animals are greeting people, but these are dogs and cats waiting to go home with the visitors.
We want this to be a destination, not just only for adoptions. But
Joel McClellan is the director of operations here at the Paul Jolly Center for Pet Adoptions, operated by San Antonio Pets Alive. Volunteers like Pam Flaherty are hoping to make the center a success to match dogs and cats to their new moms and dads. Flaherty says she has a soft spot for animals without homes.
We had two strays just show up in my yard, and I would love to have taken them, but as I have two golden retrievers already, and I brought them in, and it just broke my heart to see so many dogs. And a lot of times there are just one, I think people just dump dogs, and it's such a shame. They're so lovable.
McClellan says San Antonio Pets Alive has an agreement with the city that it will send 3,000 animals home in the center's first 12 months.
It is definitely attainable. They've set the bar high for us, but we've accepted the challenge because we think we can get there. Well, we know we can get there.
He says the center, with its large windows and clean kennels, is breaking the stigma of dog pounds. He says it's inviting, vibrant, and fun. The 8,200-square-foot building is in part here because of a $1 million donation from Petco and the Petco Foundation. The center's name comes from Paul Jolly, a longtime Petco employee and nationally known animal advocate. There will be special adopt-a-thons, training classes under the Petco Pavilion just outside, and free or low-cost spay and neuter surgeries at Pet Shots located next door. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.